Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Our sermon text for this morning comes from the Gospel reading, Matthew chapter 13, beginning at verse 24. He presented another parable to them. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while people were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the plants sprouted and produced heads of grain, the weeds also appeared. The servants of the owner came and said to him, "Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where did the weeds come from?" He said to them, "An enemy did this." The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and gather up the weeds?" "No," he answered, "because when you gather up the weeds, you might pull up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, 'First gather up the weeds, bind them in bundles, and burn them. Then gather the wheat into my barn.'" Then Jesus sent the people away and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He answered them, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world. The reapers are angels. Therefore, just as the weeds are gathered up and burned with fire, so it will be at the end of the world. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will pull out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and those who continue to break the law. The angels will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of the Father. Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear." This is our text. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, last week we heard a parable from Jesus that talked about seeds falling on all different types of soil. Jesus showed us that we are the seeds that fell on the good ground, which are able to turn around and produce fruit. In our text this morning, Jesus teaches us yet another parable about agriculture. Only this time, we are dealing with a whole different situation. Jesus shows us how the world is full of sons of the kingdom, that's you, and sons of the evil one, unbelievers. This probably doesn't surprise any of us. Wheat and weeds are together out there in this world, but they won't be together forever. Once again, Jesus teaches us using a parable about growing wheat, but this one is quite different from the last. Jesus shows us a planter who plants good seed over his entire field. Then his enemy comes, covering his tracks in the dead of night, and he plants weeds among the wheat. He doesn't do this by day, or else he'd be caught. And what's more, the type of weeds that he's planting look very similar to wheat in its younger stages. You won't be able to tell the difference between the two until the heads of grain begin to pop out. And this is why the servants didn't notice the weeds until later in the season. Did you notice the knowledge of the master, though? Jesus informs us that the master in this parable is the Son of Man, Jesus. And when the servants come to the master to inform him of what's happened, he knows exactly who planted those weeds. Even though the enemy, the devil, he took such caution to cover his tracks and make sure that he wouldn't be seen. This is what always happens. The devil never works in the daylight, or else the light of the gospel would destroy him. So he comes at night. He comes when we are unprepared, and then he strikes. Even so, Jesus knows exactly what the devil is doing, showing us that he is faster, smarter, and stronger than the devil. And then the servants, once they realize what is going on, offer to the master to begin rooting out the weeds at once. But the master says, "Let the reapers handle it. Wait until the harvest." Jesus tells us in the parable that the harvest is the last day, judgment day, and the reapers are his angels. He says, let them do it. You guys don't worry about it. It's easy for us to understand why the workers want to get rid of the weeds, because we feel the same way. We want to weed out the godless and unbelievers from all around us. We live in the world. We see what's going on outside, and it disheartens us. It frightens us. It maybe even angers us. It makes us want to get our hands dirty and start pulling those weeds. So we try our best to do just that. One thing that I hear very often is this idea that if we elect Christian politicians and we pass more Christian laws, we can make this country a Christian nation. But that doesn't work. You can't force people to be Christians, especially by using the law. And if we're being totally honest, it's probably best that Jesus leave the weeding up to him. It's probably best that Jesus tells us to let him take care of it, because we would definitely mess it up. Take a moment and think about how you would go about it if Jesus had commanded us to separate the weeds from the wheat. It seems like an impossible task, but thankfully we aren't the ones who have to separate them, because Jesus promises us that he and his angels will take care of that on the last day. He doesn't want us to do it now, because he doesn't want us to hurt the wheat in the process. You and I have no way of knowing who truly believes and who doesn't believe. There are believers in this world that we aren't aware of, just the same as there are unbelievers, even amongst us, in our churches, that we aren't aware of. Only Jesus knows our hearts. Only Jesus can truly separate the weeds from the wheat. As long as we are in this world, the Christian lives as wheat among the weeds. We shouldn't be surprised by this. Jesus told us that it would happen. We know that it's a sinful world out there. We know that the world hates us because of Jesus. And we know that the world would prefer to worship just about anything besides Christ. Paul told us about it in our second reading when he writes in Romans chapter 1, although they claim to be wise, they have become fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like a mortal human or like birds, four-footed animals, and crawling things. But we also know that it is our job to spread the word to all nations, as the Lord commands us through the prophet Isaiah. You are my witnesses, the Lord says. Is there any God except me? There is no other rock. I am not aware of any other. Jesus doesn't want us hiding in the middle of all of the wheat. He wants us out there among the weeds, so that his word might be proclaimed to all nations. When you stop and think about it, the fact that God's church grows and flourishes in the midst of this sinful world, that alone is a testament to God's love, God's power, God's glory. You are gospel lights shining in this dark, sinful world. You are instruments of the gospel, bringing the word of God to all people, that all nations might hear and believe in Jesus. And the Christian's light shines through their faith. We have that which the world cannot give. We get that faith from the Spirit through his work in the means of grace. Don't be fooled. Our faith in Jesus is nothing less than a miracle. It's a miracle that sinful people like you and I could come to put our faith in the one who saved us rather than ourselves or some other worldly hope. That is truly miraculous. That faith is our light in this dark world. That faith is our foundation on a world that's built on sinking sand. That faith is our mighty fortress which protects us against the assaults of the world because of Christ. And if the Holy Spirit can work faith in me, then he can work faith in anybody living in this world. Time is short. We learned in our Bible class on Wednesday that the end times are here, and Judgment Day is coming soon. We have a limited time here on this earth, and every second of it is a gift from God. Let's not waste it. Let us use it to be those beacons of light in this world, especially now as we are among the weeds. For their time of grace is just as short as ours. Let us reflect the love that Jesus showed to us as he suffered, died, and rose again. Let us show it to our neighbors, that they may believe as we believe, that all may join in feasting at the wedding supper of the Lamb for all eternity. Amen. And may this peace of God, which transcends all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds focused on Christ Jesus. Amen.